Hi there. What's so special about you is that you have been given a gift that can break through the same strongholds the enemy had placed on the women God has assigned to you. They need to hear your story, how you made it through. There are women who don't even know that it's possible to be set free. But you know it's possible because you have been in the tunnel and you've come out on the other side. In today's message, I'm talking about the reason God called you. I hope this blesses and encourages you. Listen in. Hey sisters, welcome to Purpose Beyond 40. Have you been craving more meaning and purpose in your life? Do you feel like God is stirring something up inside you, but lack the clarity to move forward, so you stay stuck in fear instead? Do you feel like it's too late for you to step into your purpose and your God-given calling? Hi, I'm Vicki, a wife, mother, nana, and your seasoned sister in Christ. I too was well over 40, actually 57 at the time God called me into my coaching business. I too felt that God was stirring something up inside of me and wish I had clarity and confidence to move forward. I kept telling myself that I was too old to start something new. In this podcast, I will help you uncover your purpose through biblical strategies, clarify your vision, and overcome your fear so you can move forward and live a life of purpose. Girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet. Before you were born, God had placed your gift already inside of you. Let me show you. In Jeremiah 1:5, it says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew and approved of you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I separated and set you apart, consecrating you, and I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." Now here, in this passage of scripture, God is talking to Jeremiah because Jeremiah is at a young age. And God was letting him know, before I formed you in the womb, I already knew you and approved of you and chose you. And the same holds true for us today. Before we were in the womb, God has already chose us. He's already placed the gift inside of us. And that's why I talk about that you cannot find your purpose. You uncover it because you were born with it. Now, in this passage of scripture, God talks about that I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. So this word prophet is a person regarded as an inspired teacher or proclaimer of the will of God. And you and I, woman of God, are proclaimers of the will of God to others. What you've been through was not only for you. It was also for the women God has called you to. They need to hear your story, how you made it through. These women are presently in situations and they feel that there is no way out. Some of them feel that all hope is gone, but you know differently, because you know the only reason that you are still standing is because God bought you out. That's what makes you so special. You have been given this gift that can break through the same strongholds the enemy has placed on the women that God has assigned to you. Those women don't even know that it's possible to be set free, but you know it is possible. God has given you a gift where, you know, I don't know if you know, but there, I do believe that there are only certain people who can hear from you. I remember when I was youth pastor and my girls was growing up, and I would be, you know, ministering and saying the same things. But when another one of my youth ministers would speak to them, they would say, "Oh, mom, you know, sister so-and-so said that, and that really made sense." And I'm thinking, I've said the same thing over and over again, but they were able to receive it from another woman of God. And that's what I mean by saying that there are women assigned to you. They need to know your story because they're only going to be able to hear it from you. they probably know a lot of people are probably saying the same thing, but it's something unique about you that connects you to these women that God has assigned to you. They can relate to you. They can connect with you where they may not have been able to connect with anybody else. That's why God has qualified you, because some of you are feeling a stirring up in your spirit, and it's a burning desire to reach out to these women, but you may not know how. You may feel intimidated because there's other women doing the same thing that God has called you to do. You may feel that you don't have enough experience, and you may not even have a clue of where or how to start. What's stopping you is that you don't feel qualified. And those feelings of I'm not enough and can I really do this is what's holding you back from starting and serving the women God has assigned to you. I want you to listen to me and listen to me good. You are qualified because God called you, and that alone qualifies you. You have a unique blend of experiences, whether that's from living life or personal experience or formal training and education, that makes you perfect for your women. You were literally built for this. These women need you to show them the way. Let me tell you, sister, I felt all those things when God called me to step out of my comfort zone. And he called me into ministry. I always felt intimidated by others who seemed to have it all together. Those who had all the accolades, those who had all the degrees and titles, they went to ministry school and all this. I had none of this when God called me. I was just like you. I was scared, nervous, and I was questioning my calling many, many times. But I was obedient, and I stepped out despite the fear. And you know what? God used me in a mighty way. And he wants to use you too. We just have to trust God. And I always talk about this scripture, but Philippians 2:13 is one of my favorite. And you're going to hear it all throughout all the podcasts. And it reads, yes, it is God who is working in you. He helped you do what pleases him. And he gives you the power to do it. This is so powerful because God helps you want to do what pleases him. And he's the one who's going to give you the power. So his power override everybody else's. His power override your degrees. And there's nothing wrong with a degree. If you have one, there is nothing wrong with it. But when it comes to walking out the plan and purpose that God has for you, he's the one who qualifies you. So God overrides titles, overrides all the seminary schools. He overrides all the degree, he overrides everything. And he gives you the power to do what pleases him, because that's the desire you have. That's what's burning inside of you, is the desire to do what pleases him. And when we do that, and when we step out in faith, we may not have all the answers, but we just need to make the first step and trust and believe and pray and connect with the Holy Spirit, partner up with the Holy Spirit, which I talk about in episode 2. I go in great detail because that is your secret, is partnering with the Holy Spirit. And when we partner up with the Holy Spirit, then direction is going to be shown. We don't have to know the whole picture. But when God will reveal it to us in due season, in time, we just have to step out. Because there are people who probably can only hear from you for whatever reason. You can connect with them where maybe no one else has been able to do. No one else have been able to do it but you. And so that's why it's so important to know that you're qualified, honey. And this is the reason God called you to do whatever it is he's calling you to do. Whatever it is, it may be something like, oh my God, how am I going to do this? God, me? Who, me? How you call me to do this? I don't know how I'm going to do this. You're going to do it because you're going to partner with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is going to give you guidance. The Holy Spirit is going to give you direction on what and how to do, who to connect with, what resources that you need, where to go. Oh my God, I'm telling you, when I started out in my coaching business, I was all over the place. Y'all have heard me say this. I was all over the place because I have worn so many hats that I knew I could work with businesses, youth, women, you know. I can just do several different things. So I actually did. I was doing everything. I was spread it all over the place, spread it too thin, and I didn't have the clarity that I needed to carry out the purpose that God wanted me to carry it out. So that is the same for you, that you just need to partner with the Holy Spirit so you can get clarity when you take this leap of faith, because you will be nervous. I was nervous, but I did it anyway. And I tell you, when you surrender to God and the plan that God has for you, everything changes. Everything that you need is right there for you. You are qualified. If you didn't finish college, you're qualified. If you didn't finish high school, you're qualified. If you, all of your past mistakes, don't let the enemy bring those up into your face, you know, to the forefront. Oh, you remember you did this and that. That don't even matter. You are qualified to do what it is that God is calling you to do. If you need clarity, if you need someone to talk to and somebody to kind of brainstorm with you, in the show notes, I have a link where you can schedule a clarity call with me. It's a complimentary 30-minute call, and we will brainstorm, honey, so you can start walking in your purpose. It is not too late for you, and that's another lie of the devil. I'll talk about that in some future podcasts. Honey, that is a lie. You are not too old. If you're breathing, you can do it. Before I let you go, I have to leave you with one last scripture. 2 Corinthians 3:5, it says, by ourselves, we are not qualified in any way to claim that we can do anything. Rather, God makes us qualified. That says it all. God makes us qualified. Be blessed. Talk to you next week. Hey sister, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share with a friend who may want to uncover her purpose so she can fulfill her God's given calling? Also, please leave a review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. Not only do I enjoy hearing how the show impacted you, it also helped other women discover this podcast. One last thing, if you're on Facebook, I'd love to connect with you. Just go to Purpose Beyond 40 for Women. I'll meet you back on Tuesday for another episode. And remember, girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet.